Hey, surprise! You trapped my foot. Aw, little dude, what's the matter? You look like you just saw a ghost. Shit. You don't look so good. I mean, you always look good. You know what I mean. Are you okay? Here, let's get you onto the bed. Lay down. See if that helps. So, this is your dorm, huh? It's a little small, but it's nice. I like what you've done with your side of it, anyway. What am I doing here? I think the real question is, what have you been doing here? It's been months, and you haven't reached out to me once. You haven't even responded to any of my messages. I figured, okay, fine. You need some time to get settled, make friends, get used to being a student on his own, blah, blah, blah. But come on, little dude. You've had more than enough time by now. It almost started to feel like you were ignoring me. And that was gonna hurt my feelings. So, I thought I'd pay you a visit this weekend. Just my fucking luck that you'd be sick now, though. But hey, maybe it's for the best. I can take care of you until you're all better. I need to go? Sweetie, do you have any idea how far I drove to get here? Well, I guess you had to make the drive too, so yeah, you do. You really had to pick a school this far away, huh? I mean, I get it. You're on your own for the first time. You need enough distance from your old life for that to feel like it really means something, right? But what about me? I haven't gotten to see you in so long. I've missed you, little dude. You know, you could be a little bit happier to see me. I don't like it when you make jokes like that. I just spent the last few hours in some of the worst Friday traffic of my life, so I'm really not in the mood. Ah, come on. Let's just cuddle for a bit. I want to feel you in my arms again. Why are you flinching away from me? I'm not leaving. What's gotten into you, silly bear? I know you're not feeling well, but you're not sick? It's me? Did I do something wrong? I know I probably should have let you know I was coming, but I wanted it to be a nice surprise for you. Ugh, come on! You're not still mad about that, are you? I thought you'd gotten over it by now. We talked about it, remember? Don't you remember? That night in the woods? We said we'd be good to each other. That we'd stay together and take care of each other. Oh, don't tell me. What? You're fucking all of these college sluts, right? That's it, isn't it? You little whore. You thought you'd start sleeping around and just kick me to the curb like that? After everything we've been through? Fine. I get it. Fuck. You'll never make this easy for me, will you? I can't believe you're making me do this to you again. I guess this is how this has to be. You need me to remind you what it's like to be with me. How I feel. How I taste. The way I can make you feel. I came prepared this time. I thought maybe we'd fool around later. And you could use these handcuffs on me. Have me be the restrained one for a change. I guess I should have known better. Hey, keep it down. You've got a lot of neighbors now, so I'm gonna have to keep my hand over your mouth if you can't be quiet. Oh, baby, this is supposed to be our special alone time. Sweetie, why? Why are you making me do it this way again? I thought we were past this by now. Oh, and I had such a nice weekend planned for us. I thought you could show me around campus, introduce me to your friends, tell me all about what's been going on while we hold hands in the Arboretum. I even made us a dinner reservation at that nice place in town. No, no, don't look at me like that! Don't you fucking look at me like that! You know I hate those eyes! Don't look at me like I'm the asshole for being the one to put the work in here! Stop it! Fine. You know what? If you won't stop looking at me like that, you don't get to look at me at all. Just take off this headband. Get it over your eyes. There we go. No more of those eyes. God, you've always been so selfish. Did you even think about how I might feel right now? I've been without you for months. No call, no text, not even a second hand. Oh, he said to say hi from your family. So, finally, I decide to get your housing assignment from the student affairs office. I find your roommate's email and send him concert tickets in another state so we'll be gone all weekend and we can be alone together. Then I spend hours in the car coming here just to surprise you. And you just try to throw me out with the rest of the garbage so you can move on and fuck other girls you barely know. Other girls who could never love you like I do. Would they do this for you, huh? Oh, don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. You can't lie to me. I know how much you love this. You fucking slut. You could have stopped me just now. We both know you could have. You're stronger than me. You know how I operate. All you had to do was fight back harder. But you just froze and let me cuff you because you're a good whore whose body won't let him turn down a good fuck. Even if his mind hasn't accepted it. Well, accept this, little dude. I'm not letting anyone else have you. Not now. Not ever. You are mine. I can see that you've forgotten that. But guess what, you little slut? I'm getting my weekend with you one way or another. By Monday morning, you'll remember you belong to me, and I'll make sure you never forget that again. Now, let's see if your body remembers what your mind tries to forget, right? I'll just run my hand down the front of you. Looks like that cock of yours remembers mommy's touch. It knows it needs to get hard for me right now. I guess I shouldn't say yours, actually. That's my cock. It belongs to me just as much as the rest of you. Maybe a little bit more, since it's actually behaving for me. Ugh, I can't get your pants off with my hand over your mouth. If I let it go, do you promise to stay quiet? Good boy.
Ugh, I guess I spoke too soon. That was the wrong fucking move, little dude. It's a good thing I was ready for you, or someone might have heard. Thanks for confirming that I can't trust you. You'll always be a fucking brat about this, won't you? No, no! I'm gonna show you what happens when you act bratty. Let me just reach into my bag.
You didn't think the handcuffs were the only toy, did you? I told you I came prepared for a nice romantic weekend. I think a nice big ball gag should help to shut you up. Free my hands for something more productive. Unless you want my panties stuffed into your mouth again.
Did you miss the taste?
I'd be happy to give them to you. But I can't take my pants off with only one hand either.
And you clearly can't be trusted to do the right thing for either of us.
There we go. Nice and quiet. Now let's get those pants off. Oh, keep moaning like that, little dude.
Let me hear you strain against that gag. Oh, fuck. Those moans are only turning me on more. Oof, Jesus. I can't wait to get my hands on you again. Oh my god, look at that cock. I've missed it so much. You know how much I love your cock, little dude. My cock. Seeing it so hard like this. Oh, it's just begging to be sucked, isn't it?
But guess what? Because you decided to misbehave, it's not gonna get that.
And we're all sad about that, aren't we?
Yeah. Look up at me.
Don't make any more trouble for me again.
Got it? No, you don't got it. That's okay. You will. I've got another toy for us. You hear that? What do you think that is? You ever seen a flogger before?
I'm sure you've never gotten to have one used on you.
Personally, I like 'em. I'd hope this weekend you might cuff me, spank me, use this on me, and make me promise to be your good girl. But I guess that wasn't in the cards for us. So instead, I'll make you promise to be a good boy for me.
Will you be a good boy for mommy? My nice, well-behaved slut?
Don't answer that yet.
You've already lied to me before. I can see that you're afraid.
That's good. But you still need to be punished for your earlier behavior. You're not off the hook just because you decided to repent in the face of retribution. I think a couple good hits to your cock. Excuse me. My cock. Ought to teach you a lesson. Do you like that?
Oh, I can tell you don't.
Good. Let it teach you a lesson. You are mine. Mine. Body and soul, now and forever. When I tell you to do something, you fucking do it. Otherwise, this is what happens when I get my hands on you. And I will always get my hands on you. little dude. You can never get away from me. I'll track you down to the ends of the earth if I have to. Because you are my most precious thing. Hurting you like this? Oh, it crushes my soul to see you flinch and wince like this. But the only pain worse than this would be to lose you. I think that's enough punishment for my cock for now. Let's roll you over. Look at that ass. You know, I think I've really been neglecting it in our previous encounters. But don't you worry. I've got one last toy for you. Again, this one was supposed to be for me, but since you can't behave, let me just lube up this plug and slide it into that tight little ass of yours. That's right. Moan for me, little dude. Moan for mommy. And pop. Oh, beautiful. And of course, you know I can't just leave those cheeks unblemished, right? In fact, since I won't need them for anything after this, I think I might hit them even harder than I hit my cock. Oh, yes, keep moaning for me. Whimper into that gag while I flog your ass raw. I want you to remember how this feels. To remember what happens when you disobey me. I think that's enough for now. Let's turn you back over. Did you learn anything today, little dude? Was that a nod? Good. Are you ready to put it to the test? Oh, that's mommy's good boy. Here, let me take off your blindfold. I want you to watch me get naked for you. God, look at these panties. I've gotten so fucking wet from watching you. I could just slide onto that cock right now. Fuck, I want to ride you so badly. I know you want it too. Fucking slut. But you need to earn it, little dude. And I know you know how to eat me out. I'm gonna take that gag off, and you're gonna show me you still remember. I don't know what I'd do to you if it turns out you'd forgotten. Now, look up at me. Look past my pussy, past my tits. Look into my eyes while you lick me. Mommy wants to see how much you love serving her. How desperately you want to please her. Now get to work. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I missed your tongue. The way you glide it back and forth, the way you gently tease my clit. Fuck. You're such a good boy. You know how to treat mommy once she reminds you of your place. You really are my most precious thing. Oh, keep going just like that. Get deeper. I said deeper! What, did you run out of tongue? Do I have to grind in your face to get what I want? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. That's so good. Oh. Okay. I'm getting carried away. You did amazing, sweetie. But let's not forget the main event. We haven't fucked for so long. And now I'm so goddamn horny. I need to feel that cock inside me. Oh my god, yes! Fuck! Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. This is even better than I remember. Oh, our minds may have forgotten, but our bodies remember. Oh, we fit together so perfectly. Oh, we were made to be together. Oh, no one else's cock has ever felt so good inside me. And I know you've never loved anyone's pussy as much as you love mine. Oh, yeah. You're mine. You're mine. Even if you weren't my darling, I'd never be able to turn down a fuck this good. And guess what, little dude? I've gotten my IUD. You know what that means, right? It means that when you come inside me, you might just get me pregnant. In fact, it means you'll definitely get me pregnant. I picked this weekend for a reason, little dude. Mommy's ovulating right now. She'll become a real mommy once you finish inside of her. Even if it doesn't take this time, we've got all weekend. I'm gonna ride you like this until you can't even stand. Fuck. I'm gonna drain every last drop of cum out of those balls and make sure you put a baby in me. Oh, you're such a sweet boy. I know. Deep in the back of your mind, you think about leaving me again. But not once I'm carrying your child. What are you gonna do? Leave your baby alone with me? Oh my god. Oh, the idea of carrying her baby. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. Yes. Oh, fuck. What about you, little dude? Oh, are you ready? Are you ready to come inside me? I know your body by now. I know you're about to come. I can see it written all over your face. You're gonna shoot all of your seed inside me and paint my walls white. Yeah. And 5, 4, 3, 2. One. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Come for me, slut. Give me all your cum. Yes, yes. No, don't stop fucking me. We can't stop yet. I need you to fuck it deeper into me. There we go. That's it. That's it. Oh, it's okay. It's okay, sweetie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, mommy just needed to let off a little steam. It's okay now. Hey, how about we stay in tonight, huh? I'll cancel the reservation I made for tonight and just bring back some takeout. Let me just get my clothes back on. I'm just gonna put the gag back in, okay? I'll be back as soon as possible. Don't you move now. Don't even try. Mm-hmm. That's my good little dude.